was it Nixon on the cover of one of the magazines showing him to be sort of a zany... Do you remember that now?
Yeah, in fact, Nixon and Spiro Agnew, Ernie Chiffey...
You were the editor, weren't you?
I was the editor, and Ernie Chiffey did those phenomenal drawings, by the way.
Ernie did? Okay.
Yeah, Ernie did.
But do you remember Nixon's story that really got back to Washington, got around parts of Washington, and I think in the hill, and they were really saying, what the hell's going on out there? You're trashing our president. It was a humorous takeoff on Nixon in some fashion. Do you remember that?
Yes, what happened was that we were trying to get all the volunteers to write for it and had a variety of stories. Some were just life in Tyler and others were political pieces. And oddly enough, Boris Buzinski, our friend Boris, also wrote a piece for that. We had a series of funny drawings that Ernie did that were sort of satirical drawings about the war. I remember they had a sausage machine where all these people are going in one end, they come out the other in Vietnam and stuff like that. And I recall that there was some senator from Arkansas or Alabama or something that gave you the most trouble about that, because I think that you maybe have mentioned it to somebody.
I do remember some lashback from that particular article, and it seemed to me I recall a cover with Nixon on there, and it was a great caricature, and there was a good deal of lashback there, and I said, we've got to give them a chance to blow off steam. So they reluctantly said, well, okay, but, you know, take it easy, will you?
You know, we realized, I mean, you were walking a tough line all the time because you have responsibilities that volunteers don't have. I mean, you've got a boss and you've got the American taxpayer and all sorts of things. And I recall at the time we were talking about the fact that taxpayers' money was being used on this thing to attack the U.S. policies in Vietnam but we felt, you know, the hell with it, you know, it's our right to do so.
We have a right to speak our...
Yeah, even though we were assholes many times, we were young.
I understand. I mean, think of today, if the Tom DeLays of the world, what they would do with it.